Lucy Strickland logged onto her eBay account and nearly cried. Whether the tears were due to grief, despair, elation, or gastric upset from the Big Mac and supersized fries she just wolfed down, it was hard to say. Her prized black Manolo Blahnik alligator boots had just sold for a whopping $700 to one of her best customers, Wabrocks 101. Not 18 months ago she'd paid $14,000 for them and hadn't batted an eye. Now that seemed like another lifetime. In the last year and a half, she'd lost, in no particular order, her husband, her house, her cars, her dignity, and now her Manolo Blahniks. It was the pointy-toed, straw-thin heel that broke the camel's back. Shifting on the hard, plastic-yellow bench at the back of the McDonald's in Bee Cave, Texas, she slurped the last of her Diet Coke and didn't make eye contact with the three teenaged girls sitting across the aisle from her. They huddled around an iPhone and giggled between not-so-surreptitious glances. Having been through this at least a gazillion times, Lucky could practically hear the questions running around their empty heads. Are you really Lucky Strickland? Did you really not know that your husband had three kids with his mistress until he introduced them to you on live TV? Did your husband really die in a car accident, or was it staged for ratings? Good thing the police were sure the car hadn't been tampered with, or Lucky would have been the number one suspect. Being famous hadn't been Lucky's dream, and neither had the reality show that had been her life. Rock, My World, was supposed to advance her husband's music career, not turn her into a worldwide laughingstock. Thanks to her dead husband's bizarre will, she only legally owned all of the contents of her bedroom closet. Not the house, only her closet. If she'd known this when he was alive, she'd have shopped more and bought bigger diamonds. After 2 full years of probate, wherein any or all of Ricky's illegitimate children could come forward and be considered for their share of his estate, she got everything. Sort of. As it stood, she had to share his estate with 3 illegitimate children, but God only knew how many more were out there. Lucky closed the lid on Lana, her MacBook Pro, shook her cup, clamped her teeth around the red straw, and repositioned it to get the last molecules of Diet Coke. She stood. Since free refills were all she could afford, it was a good thing she was dining in. On her way to the drink machine, she paused at the teenage girl's table. The answers are yes, no, and hell yes, dead as a doornail. Really. She sauntered over to the fountain drink machine and didn't look back. Gawkers she could deal with. It was the sympathetic looks on the knowing faces of other wronged wives that made her want to pull the covers over her head and never get out of bed again. A short man with an obvious comb-over headed her way. His brows rose as his eyes slithered down her body. Lucky, at 6 foot even and size 14, was all boobs and butt. In Dolce & Gabbana black skinny jeans, black motorcycle boots, and a Marc Jacobs red sequin tank, she wasn't hiding, but she wasn't flaunting it either. After leveling a don't-even-think-about-it glare at the comb-over, she tossed her long chestnut hair over her shoulder and double dog dared anyone to pity her. As long as the world still believed she was the ultra-wealthy party girl who didn't give a shit that her cheating husband had a family with another woman, she could keep her head held high. Excuse me. Someone tapped her on the shoulder. Clearly the comb-over hadn't taken her glare seriously. Yes, I am. No, I didn't know about the mistress. And yes, he couldn't be deader if he'd wrapped his car around that tree twice. She kept her eyes on the cup, filling it to the tip-top. I know Ricky's dead. Will Brody's voice was so like her husband's, only more controlled. I've missed you, Lucky. Rage and longing rolled through her. What she wouldn't give to hear Ricky say her name just one more time. She'd savor the sound of it rolling off his lips while wrapping her hands around his throat and choking the life out of him.